Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 133 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest played in the BCHL, and now he manages one of the top teams in the league. Join us now as the head coach and general manager of the Victoria Grizzlies, Craig Didman. Craig, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So, Craig, you were actually on a team in the BCHL back in, what was it, the early 80s or so, and now you get an opportunity to coach in the league. What's it like to be behind the bench as opposed to on the ice in this league?
Well, it's a great experience, especially having the talent we have in this league now. I mean, the BCHL's come a long way since I was there. It was late 80s, early 90s, but that's fine. But okay. Certainly, the league's come a long way, so it's exciting. It's fun to be part of it for sure.
The Grizzlies, as you mentioned, a lot of success. You guys sit in first place in the BCHL's Island Division. You've got the fourth best record in the league. Tell me about your start this year.
We had a good veteran group coming back, and obviously with Alex Newhook, being the captain, a very focused kid, very committed kid, and, it's just been a great group from the start. And, I think it's great that we are, fourth overall. I think that's a hat off because we are a young group as well. And, usually sometimes with the young group, you got some, roadblocks for the way or tough times. And we seem to be pretty steady throughout the year. So I think it's been a great year so far.
You briefly mentioned Alex Newhook. Let's talk about him. CJHL Rookie of the Year. The highest rated CJHL prospect in NHL Central Scouting's midterm rankings for the upcoming NHL draft. You mentioned the league's come a long way. He's 16th overall amongst North American skaters. What makes this kid so special?
Well, he's obviously got a great skill set, no question, but he is as I said, an extremely committed kid. He works real hard on and off the ice, and very driven, and, when a challenge is put in front of him, he just seems to hit it head on all the time. And, certainly, with our league, I mean, he's the marquee guy, and he has been for 2 years. So, every night he faces the top players that are, geared to try to shut him down. And, I think that type of adversity has just made him stronger and made him a better hockey player.
And you've surrounded him with some great talent because you've got three other players that were listed in the midterm rankings. Left winger Alexander Campbell, ranked 42nd, is the second-ranked prospect in the CJHL. Defenseman Jeremy Bushler, 113th overall. Another D-man in Carter Berger, ranked 181st. I got to like your recruiting. Things have obviously gone very well there.
Yeah, I think, certainly those guys have come in and they've played great hockey and deserve to be where they are. And I think it starts with a guy like Alex who, brings something special to the rink every day. And, I think, Carter Berger, you mentioned, third or fourth, he's been with us for a couple years. And, those two have worked hard against each other in practice. And, just someone like, they make each other better around him. And I think, bringing Campbell in, he was obviously, hopefully going to go in the draft, before he came here. And, now he's looking, like I said, second top-rated guy in the country. So, when you have those special players, they build everybody around them and make everybody better. And I think, it's an extremely hard-working and committed group, and, we're getting success from it.
In conversation with Craig Didman, the head coach and general manager of the BCHL's Victoria Grizzlies, and listen, your Grizzlies even have seven players on your current roster who've already committed to NCAA Division I programs. How much of your day is spent speaking to scouts? Because it sounds like you're doing a lot of promoting out there with your players.
Well, more than in the past, for sure. I mean, certainly, we're getting a lot of attention, and I mean, that's the part that we need to work hard on for our players and help our players move on. And, our organization, our ownership is, all for, players getting opportunities, after this level. And so it is a big part of it. And, certainly daily, more than once daily, we're talking to different teams from NCAA and obviously with NHL teams as well.
Listen, what's the support like in your community? Obviously, you've given them a lot of talent and lots to cheer for on the ice, but what kind of support do you generate locally?
We're doing quite well. We have over 1,000, fans a game, and, a lot of that attributes to the success of our players, and, they do a great job in the community, and You know, all these players we mentioned are huge, you know, benefactors to our community. And, you know, it's been great to see, you know, good fan support and obviously, you know, taking Storm, this Grizzly team. And I hope, you know, as we head it down the stretch here and into the playoffs, that that following even builds.
Listen, all I can say is congratulations on what you've done. Success as a team, success in the community, and success for the individual guys who want to move on after they leave the BCHL. Well done. Good job, Craig.
Well, thank you. I certainly feel very fortunate to get the opportunity to work with, you know, such hardworking and focused kids. I mean, they're high-performance athletes, and as a coach, you can't ask for more coachable kids, and it's a great experience, and it's great to watch them on TV one day, too.
That's awesome. That was Victoria Grizzlies head coach and general manager Craig Digman. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.